Hello,
my name is my name is Rudy from Metro Research. We are conducting a poll of people's opinions over public affairs and current events, and this number was selected at random. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Are you registered to vote as a Democrat, as a Republican, or as something else?
I'm Democrat.
Okay. And what are the chances you will vote in the November general election for president, Senate, Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
Certain.
Okay, good. All right. And would you please tell me your age?
29.
Okay. In Florida, the media describes people as either black or African American, Anglo or white, or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself?
Hispanic.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
Wrong.
Okay, thinking about elections for Congress, would you vote for Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democratic.
Definitely, or are you leaning toward Democratic?
Definitely.
Okay. Now I'd like to ask you your impressions of some people and organizations you may have heard of. As I reach each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, or a somewhat favorable opinion, a somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay. Just let me know. Here's the first one. Joe Biden.
Very favorable.
Okay. Very unfavorable or very favorable?
Favorable.
Okay. Donald Trump.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. The Republicans in Congress.
Very unfavorable.
Ron DeSantis.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Democrats in Congress.
Favorable.
Okay. Project 2025.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Darren Soto.
That was the middle one.
Darren Soto.
No, I'm sorry. You said there were... what's in between favorable?
Oh, I'm sorry. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, maybe a little bit of both, or maybe you don't recognize it. Ken Ray.
Or somewhat favorable.
Somewhat unfavorable, okay.
You said somewhat favorable. Somewhat, was that one of
the favorable. Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Kamala Harris?
Very favorable.
Very favorable. Thomas Califox.
Do not know who that is.
Okay. Moving forward. Thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Okay. Thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as congressman from this district, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Okay. And if the election for president were today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, the Democrat, which one do you think you'd vote for?
Harris.
Okay. Are you leaning towards Harris or you'd definitely vote for Harris?
Definitely.
Okay. If the election for United States Senate were today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie Morcazo Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you'd vote for?
Debbie.
Okay. If the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Califax, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
Soto.
Okay. As you may know, there will also be amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'd like to read you two brief statements about two of the candidates for Congress. Colonel Thomas Califax is an experienced business owner and decorated military veteran who served for over 30 years. Colonel Califax will put America first by enforcing the laws necessary for securing the border against the out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants, fight for fiscal responsibility by cutting wasteful government spending, and make us independent from foreign energy sources. Colonel Califax will take his experiences as a small business and multi-million dollar enterprise leader to continue grow opportunities in our community. Darren Soto is a current congressman for Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator who works tirelessly to deliver from Central Florida. He worked to pass bipartisan legislation that expands health care for veterans exposed to burn pits and toxic substances. Soto also helped pass a law that capped the price of insulin to $35 for those on Medicare, so families don't have to choose between life-saving medication and paying the bills. Soto will always fight against efforts to cut Social Security or make health care more expensive for Central Florida families. If the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Califax, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you'd vote for?
Darren Soto.
Okay. Moving forward. Which of the following issues do you think is the most important Congress to focus their attention on right now? Is it making owning a home more affordable, protecting Social Security and Medicare, ending the gun violence epidemic, creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida, tackling crime and improving public safety, protecting reproductive freedom, bringing down rent prices, improving I-4 and traffic congestion in Central Florida, lowering grocery prices, lowering inflation and gas prices, promoting traditional values in schools, securing our border, making health care affordable for working families?
I'd go with lowering rent.
I'm sorry, what was your choice?
Lowering rent.
Okay, you said bringing down rent prices, gotcha. And which is the next most important issue? Making owning a home more affordable, protecting Social Security and Medicare, ending the gun violence epidemic, creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida, tackling crime and improving public safety, protecting reproductive freedom, improving I-4 and traffic congestion in Central Florida, lowering grocery prices, lowering inflation and gas prices, promoting traditional values in schools, securing our border, making health care affordable for working families.
That was the first one.
Making owning a home more affordable.
Yes.
Okay. Now, let me read some reasons people give for voting for a candidate for the U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing a reason you think it would be to vote for that candidate. Would it be very convincing, only somewhat convincing, or would it be virtually no effect at all on your decision? Here's the first one. Thomas Califax will support the Trump-backed American First policies that prioritize American citizens. As a veteran who served for over 30 years, Califax will make sure we take much better care of those who have served and worked to solve veteran homelessness. Is that very convincing, somewhat convincing, no effect?
No effect.
No effect. Thomas Califax will put an end to the border crisis that's filling our communities with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris's open border policies. Is that very convincing? No effect. Thomas Califax is a fiscal conservative who will rein out of control federal spending, excessive stimulus packages, and supply chain disruptions that are fueling inflation and hurting working families. Very convincing. No effect. Soto has worked to keep our communities safe from dangerous criminals. Soto supports common sense gun laws backed by service and has brought home tens of millions of dollars for our local law enforcement and provided funding for the largest increase of agents in Border Patrol history, hiring 22,000 new Border Patrol agents to crack down on fentanyl and illegal entry. very convincing, somewhat convincing, no effect?
No effect.
Darren Soto opposes any policy that will allow the government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, no effect.
Very convincing.
Okay. Darren Soto helped bring down prices for prescription drugs and cap out-of-pocket costs for seniors and is working to lower health care costs for everyone.
Very.
Very. Okay. Moving forward, we're almost done. Thank you for taking your time. Now that you've heard a little bit more, if the elections for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Califax, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you'd vote for?
Darren Soto.
Okay. Now let me read some statements about the candidates running for U.S. Congress, assuming that each of the following statements is accurate. Please tell me if this would cause you to have serious doubts about voting for that candidate. Only some doubts. Or would it have virtually no effect on all of your decisions? Here's the first one. Darren Soto has been a rubber stamp for the failed Biden-Harris policies that have made gas prices skyrocket and made life more expensive for Central Florida families. He even made life harder for working families by voting for tax increases that targeted our small businesses. Serious doubts, some doubts, no effect.
No effect.
Well, while Califox says he was a successful business owner, he and his companies own over $50 million, leading him to multiple bankruptcies and multi-million dollar foreclosures. Serious doubts, some doubts, no effect.
No effect.
Despite having a personal fortune of hundreds of millions of dollars, Thomas Califax continues taking Social Security and veteran paychecks while his backers fight to abolish Social Security and cut support programs for veterans who are in need. Serious doubts, some doubts, no effect. Darren Soto has supported the failed immigration policies that have let millions of criminals cross our borders and make our communities less safe. Since being elected, Darren Soto has made our lives harder, not easier, and we can't trust him with another term in Congress. Serious doubts, some doubts, no effect.
No effect.
Thomas Califax stands with Republicans who support government intervention in people's private health care decisions. They want to ban abortion nationwide, restrict access to IVF, and support government surveillance of pregnant women. Serious doubts, some doubts, no effect.
No effect.
Thomas Califax blames excessive stimulus packages for record inflation, but his companies took $160,000 in PPP loans forgiven during the pandemic. Serious doubts, some doubts, no effect.
No effect.
Okay, moving forward. Now that you've heard a little bit more, if the election for the United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Califax, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you'd vote for?
Soto.
Okay. What is your primary source for national and political news? Is it cable news networks, Orlando Sentinel, El Nuevo Dia, your local newspaper, local network affiliates like CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox, Univision, Telemundo, Mega TV, America TV, talk radio, internet-based news resources, social media apps or services?
Was there an option for like national newspaper, just newspapers? Local
Did you say that? No, I have El Nuevo Dia, your local newspaper, Orlando Sentinel.
Okay, no. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I'll read it.
Which one?
Orlando Sentinel.
Okay. What Spanish language news sources, if any, do you use on a regular basis? Is it Telemundo Orlando, Univision, Radio, WAPA TV, La Prensa Orlando, or Internet?
Univision.
Thinking back, to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or some other candidate?
Joe Biden.
Okay. Just a few more questions for statistical purposes only. Again, we're almost done. And what was the last grade or degree you completed in school?
Bachelor's.
Okay, All right. Do any children under the age of 18 live in your home?
No.
Okay. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Liberal.
Somewhat liberal, very liberal.
Somewhat.
Okay. As you know, the term Hispanic or Latino refers to people from different countries of Latin America and the Caribbean. To what country in the Americas do you trace your ancestry? Cuba, Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, Mexico, Colombian, Nicaragua, Venezuelan, other Central America, other South America, other Caribbean?
Other Central America, because you're not from the Earth, right?
When communicating with people in your household, do you speak only Spanish, more Spanish than English, and even mix of both, more English than Spanish, or only English?
Spanish.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, and you have a good rest of your evening.
Thank you, too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.